The sound quality for our talk shows tonight is not as good as usual. We apologize for the technical problems.
It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening. We're on Insight with Jack Stogler, except it's without Jack Stogler tonight. He is off. So we're going to be here, and we're going to be talking tonight with Amy Wendell. Everybody's very familiar with her. And Jennifer Basford, who is taking over Amy's business out in the industrial park, which was formerly in here. And so we did cut off the preview show for the OHSAA football playoffs, but that will be coming up after Sports Talk in its entirety, and it will also be in our archives. So you can check that out. That's for the state final things, the OHSAA preview show. So let's start off with Jennifer. So tell us about yourself, where you're from, how you came to get here, kind of where you've been before, whatever you want to tell us about you, and that's probably a good place to start. Yeah, so
absolutely. Thanks for having me on tonight. My name is Jennifer Basford, and I have been born, raised, lived in Jay County my entire life. I have my husband Brett, two kids. We're getting ready to be empty nesters. They're 18 and 20.
Wow. That sounds more like your actual age than your kids' ages.
Well, thank you. My joke is, I say, yeah, I had them when I was 10. We live in Pennville right now, but we have purchased a place here in Fort Recovery.
Oh.
Yeah, we're looking forward to moving into this community. I'm looking forward to the practice and meeting everybody. For the past 20 years, I have been down working in Randolph County. For several years, I was a nurse at the hospital down there.
And by the way, that's a really nice new hospital they have.
It is. It's not so new now. It's over 20 years old.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guess because I've been I drive part-time for Calp Pharmacy. We've delivered things to the new hospital and the old hospital of across the street from it.
They have remodeled the old hospital over there, and it's nice. They have a lot of outpatient services over there. It's time flies. But I actually started at that hospital right when it opened. So down there in Winchester.
So if you hadn't been there, that would just they'd probably just fold it up. that might be an exaggeration.
I tell you, while I was down there, though, I got an opportunity. You know, the one thing with working in a small hospital like that, in a rural hospital, is you get a lot of experience because you don't have all of the specialists and the experts and the teams to come respond to emergencies that you do when you're, you know, in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne and Miami Valley and places like that. So you have to learn to be on your toes.
Because you're going to be dealing with anything that happens, not just pediatric or not just whatever the other things could be. You know, it's not just that.
And actually, for Randolph County, for a small county hospital, they do a lot of labor and delivery. They have a lot of babies are born down there. So, and they also have, you know, there's a large amount of Amish that come in that we care for down there.
Hmm. They kind of live in the southern part of that county, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Okay, I was trying to figure out where the
down by
kind of
south of Lynn, yeah. Fountain City.
Yeah, Fountain City.
Williamsburg, down in that area.
Yep.
Yeah. So while I was there at the hospital, I guess, you know, I was kind of the jack of all trades, probably master of none, but I got to, I spent some time in labor and delivery. I spent several years in surgery, worked very close with several of the surgeons. We used to do a lot of orthopedics, hip replacements, and gynecology, C-sections. We did some ear, nose, and throat, a lot of preventative procedures too, a lot of colonoscopies and things like that. So that was, you know, that I got to see a lot, got to be a part of a lot. And then through the years, we brought in a infusion clinic, and we were able to offer chemotherapy services for some of our local patients and some wound care. So I spent some time over there doing chemotherapy and wound care. And then towards the end of my nursing career, I was a house supervisor. So I got to float around the hospital and kind of go help put out fires, maybe.
Yeah.
Could you say? And I really enjoyed that. I was able to kind of take all of the things that I'd learned and all of the different areas and kind of go around and help. So that was a lot of fun. And I did that while I was going to nurse practitioner school. That's when I decided, yeah, I think I'm ready to, I've had enough experience. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to kind of take that next step. And I went to NP school, and I don't know how I did it now, but I managed to work full time, go to school.
Raise a family.
Yep. Yeah. Laundry may not have always got done, and but we managed through it. My husband helped me, and on a farm at that, we did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then I just moved next door to the pavilion from the hospital where we have a family practice, and I started out in urgent care over there, which is really interesting because you get to see lots of interesting things in urgent care.
I
say everybody comes there when, you know, they don't want to go see their family provider. But it was fun, and then I moved over to primary care where I've been for about the last 4 to 5 years.
So when did you actually become a nurse practitioner then?
It would have been back in 2016, I believe.
Okay, so fairly recently, but so, yep. Okay, so just, I'm kind of thinking, Amy, how long were you a nurse before you became a nurse practitioner? About that same amount of time, 10, 15, 20 years? Or
No, I became a nurse practitioner. I went back to school probably year 7 or 8.
Okay.
As a nurse.
Yeah, so you'd been a nurse and then...
And most of us nurses who go back to NP school tend to be those people who choose a varied sort of different jobs around the hospital, like Jennifer talks about, you know. And we also kind of like to do things that are more independent. So, you know, I did a lot of ICU, ER.
Uh-huh.
I was a paramedic before I became a nurse. So a lot of positions where you have to make a lot of decisions.
Yeah. Okay. So we kind of got to know you, Jennifer, a little bit. And let's take a quick break. We'll get into what nurse practitioners do, what you're planning to do, all that type of thing. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. we have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hey boys and girls, Santa will be in his house, the former Maze TV building in Fort Recovery, every Saturday from 11 to 1 until Christmas, and he'll also be there every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 through December 22nd. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 22nd, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 17th. Stop by to see Santa in the beautifully decorated former Maze TV building this year. He would love to see you there.
Welcome back to Insight, and we're talking with Jennifer. Excuse me, I'm having a little... You may not know it, but I have a little bit of a cold congestion. It's hard to tell from my voice.
Did you take your vitamin C and zinc,
yep.
Neil?
Yes, definitely zinc. Jennifer Bassford, and she is purchasing Amy Wendell's practice out in the industrial park. And so go ahead and tell us about what you are planning to do, what's going to be going on there. That type of thing like you and Amy were talking about during our break.
Yeah. So Amy and I mean, this has kind of been a work in progress for a few months. And, you know, it started out where, I mean, we met and we've talked and spent a lot of time together and wanted to make sure this is a good fit and a good fit for the community. And, you know, I keep saying, you know, I've got big shoes to fill here. I'm excited. One thing I do want to say is this transition of me taking over and with Amy here, and she's been, you know, a longstanding provider in the community. She's still going to be in the practice, you know, helping with the transition, and I anticipate that... you guys will still be seeing her some down the road as well. So she's been great. She's been a great mentor. I've learned a lot from her, and I'm so excited. You know, I just can't say how excited I am and how much I'm looking forward to this adventure. I want to be able to offer easy health care to the community, and just really looking forward to it.
Yep. So, do you have any like changes or anything like that mind, or still working on that? Or
I do. Now it's still a little bit of a work in progress. I've been working with the staff in the office, but I am excited to. Be able to offer, planning on offering some extended hours. So for those 9-to-5ers out there that need some evening or after work hour appointments, I'm going to try to offer some flexibility for that. The other thing that I'm planning on doing is hopefully offering some urgent care hours. So this is for anybody in the community. You don't have to necessarily be a member of the practice. This is if you're sick, you know, you got a cold or sinus infection, you got a laceration you need stitched up. There'll be some hours that were available. Outside the office, we plan on putting up a sign. It's actually going to say urgent care, and it will be lit up. So it's going to so that the community knows, you know, if it's lit up, we're open and you're welcome to just walk in.
That's awesome. Yeah. So is that going to be
open, closed?
Oh, yep. Yeah. So go ahead.
There'll be an open closed.
Okay.
Lit up sign on out front. That
did you introduce your husband?
She Jennifer mentioned his name. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Brett Basford, Jennifer's husband, but I work out of St. Henry, Ohio. Worked there for the past 12 years. And
where do you work there?
LCS.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
And maybe you know one of Amy's family members.
I'm familiar with the Leonard's family, very much so.
That's
great
awesome.
Family. Yes.
That's kind of a really nice tie-in. Is that kind of how you guys got to know each other?
Actually, I don't know. I mean, Jennifer and I, did we meet, 3 years ago? We met and spoke about some sort of a collaboration between the two of us. I wasn't really ready.
I don't think I was quite ready yet either.
But it's good to at least start talking about something. So I don't know. We kind of cut you off there.
Sorry,
Brett. Oh, no. No big deal.
But anything else you want to tell us about you? What about, Jennifer said you guys also have a farm?
Yes, we do. We raise breeding stock show quality boar goats. We've shown and raised the past
10 years,
yes, and and we actually show all across the United States. We show nationally.
Wow,
we do every year. We're involved in the national shows. And
wow, I don't know if you knew this or not. That's a lot of work.
It is, yeah, a little bit.
Wow,
we are looking forward to passing that torch off to our daughter, who's wanting to take the farm over.
Oh, that's really good. Then, all the work you've been doing isn't going to just disappear. It's going
to
that's great.
And that's exciting for us. As
yes,
we put
absolutely
a lot of work into that.
Yes, definitely.
I said I'm happy to help, but I'm ready to, like I said, pass that torch.
Yep, that's good. So we kind of got sidetracked there, and I don't remember how we got onto to Brett. So,
I just wanted to tie in there a little bit.
Good.
The way the practice works, you know, people who are listening to this show tonight, if you are already a member of our practice, you understand, but a lot of people probably don't necessarily understand what Jennifer was referring to when she said, if you are not a member, you can sure come to the urgent care. But, 10 years ago when I opened the practice, I started what's called a membership program, a primary care membership. And, to keep my light bill paid back 10 years ago, I had a very strong urgent care and a very small membership, obviously. But as the years have gone, that membership program has grown exponentially. And now I have a very, very, very small urgent care, and it's all membership. Uh-huh. So my patient panel base has grown quite a bit.
That's probably because you're pretty good at it.
Most of the urgent cares I get are from our, I shouldn't say this because they probably should pay workman's comp claims, but they're from our local businesses who need help with laceration repairs and different injuries that occur. We still have some urgent care, but that's the one thing I hear mostly from the community is we need you to have more urgent care hours. That's what I hear mostly from people. You know, my family and I, we don't get sick enough. We don't need you enough to join your membership necessarily, but we do need you when we need you. We need you when my little baby is an ear infection or when my husband cuts his hand out, you know, in the shop. And so I think the fact that Jennifer has really been trying to focus on being able to grow another urgent care is going to be really remarkable. You know, Fort Recovery is located in the southern Mercer County area.
I was just going to ask, I'm sure there's emergency room and so forth in Portland and Coldwater.
You can go to Portland, you can go to Salina. So the closest urgent care is probably Salina and Portland.
Okay. Otherwise, you would have to go to the Coldwater
emergency room. Okay. Exactly.
So that would be, and if it's like a real emergency, like right now, that's pretty far. To Coldwater, 15 minutes is a long time if you have a
I just think
if you have an like a cut that's really bad or something like that. So, yeah,
well, and I think, you know, the model that Jennifer is going to continue, we are a cash-based business, which means that we don't necessarily file insurance claims. We do allow our patients, we give our patients a insurance claim form with all of the codes on it that they can file on their own. But what we have found over the years, over the last 10 years, is, you know, deductibles have only risen higher and higher and higher. So most patients, God, you know, hopefully don't necessarily meet their deductible every year. So they're very, very, very interested and happy to have the type of practice that I've offered, as well as what Jennifer's going to continue. So, and things, you know, things haven't changed with the insurance. Patients' deductibles are still high. The good news is we now have the health savings accounts and the flex spending account programs, and we take those in the office, you know. So the patients can use their HSAs, their FSAs. I would say probably 75% of my member panel is paid for by HSA programs. So it really is in line with, the practice is really in line with what's going on right now with the whole state of health insurance in our country.
Yep. So, Jennifer, you're planning to do kind of the same thing that she's been doing? Is that kind of what I'm understanding there?
Yes, absolutely. I intend to keep the model as it is, but really just with some extended hours and hopefully some more availability. I would love to bring in some, you know, I'm definitely open to taking patients. And
that was one of the things I was going to ask. Because some physicians, nurse practitioners are, and dentists and all of that, they're as full as they can be, and they don't want anybody else.
Exactly. You know, one of the beauties of this practice is, and I think that we've all been through this, when you go to the doctor's office and you have to fill out, you know, a freesia pad, or you have to go through the, you know, the line, and they want a copy of your insurance card, and you're like, you know, all of those things, it just gets very time consuming, and it gets redundant every time you go to the office. The beauty of this is it's more personal. You don't have a lot of, I like to call it insurance politics, but it eliminates a lot of that. It simplifies it. And the great thing is then we can spend more time with the patient, because that's what I run into a lot. You know, when you're working through organizations, is you have to, you know, check off all of these boxes before you can even get in just to see the patient. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that change.
Well, I think a lot of people are like I am. Half of the reason they hate going to a doctor is they have to do all this stupid paperwork before you even get to see them. And if you can eliminate that, it's not nearly as painful.
Well, we haven't completely eliminated it.
There's still some, but you don't.
A few forms, but you know, it's the basics, and it's not necessarily redundancy every time you come in. So we try to use our common sense.
And they don't have to guess which one of the names of the program is that they're going to send the insurance bill to. Yeah, it's just awful. So, anything else you want to cover with just the general things with your new practice?
Well, I mean, you're officially going to start January 1st, but we may just pop a cork and drink a little champagne that day. But on January 2nd is when we're going to go to work, right?
That's right, yes. So. And for those of you who are coming and seeing Amy, I've been trying to spend some time over there at the practice with her. The majority of that time has been on Fridays, but just trying to see, meet, and greet any of the members that I can or have the opportunity to. If anybody has questions or they want to meet me, or you know, please don't hesitate. You know, I'm happy to make myself available to anybody that that wants to reach out and speak to me.
Okay. Let's take another quick break, and we'll come back in a couple minutes, and we'll talk about some of the health issues that might be going on now or we might be looking for or anything like that that you want to talk
about.
Can
we diagnose you on the next segment?
It depends.
Okay.
I don't want any nasal swabs.
Okay.
That'll make me puke. Back in a minute.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting a double feature Christmas show, and tickets are available now. The show will be Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and the shows will be at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, with a special Sunday matinee show on December 4th at 2 p.m. Advance tickets are available now at Arts Place or online at myartsplace.org or by calling 260-726-4809. The cost is $8 for students and $10 for adults, with a $1 per ticket fee for credit card purchases. The Civic Theater shows are always entertaining and sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for this year's Christmas shows, Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, coming up over two weekends in early December at Arts Place in Portland.
Welcome back to Insight. We're here with Jennifer Bassford, the nurse practitioner who is taking over Amy Wendell's practice. And so we have, it's winter, and we have bugs going around. A little more prevalent in the winter.
It is flu season.
What kind of things should we look out for? What kind of things should we do to help prevent? What can we do to treat these things? Kind of give us a free doctor's visit.
Kind of what we're seeing right now. And I can tell you, I mean, it is, when kids get back to school, I always say they're little germ carriers. And that's usually when we start seeing the spikes in flu and RSV. And this year, we're seeing a lot. I'm not seeing as much COVID. The good news is, those that are getting COVID now, it does not seem to be as harsh as it was the first two rounds when the Delta and the Omicron came out. Most people at this point have either had COVID, they've been vaccinated, both. So we're getting some of that herd immunity. COVID's a lot like flu. It's a virus. It mutates. As we're seeing, you know, every year, that's why we get a flu shot, because the virus mutates.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean that you're not going to get the flu. And I often hear at work that, you know, I don't want to get the flu shot because I got the flu shot and it made me sick. And the flu shot's not what makes you sick. It's a dead vaccine. And the hope is, if you get the vaccine, that you may still get the flu, but it wouldn't be as serious as if you hadn't. Mm-hmm. So that your body does recognize some of that virus, and you have some immunity or immune response against that. I can say that this year we're seeing a lot of RSV. There's some studies out there that kind of, you know, and it makes sense. They're saying that for 2 years, you know, we kind of masked and we locked down with the pandemic and COVID, and we're just seeing a lot of bad colds, a lot of bad viruses, and some of these viruses have just kind of been mutating, and they were stagnant for a while, and now, you know, these kids that are coming back to school, that they didn't have those two colds that most of us get every year.
Yep.
They're getting those now, and we're seeing they're kind of gnarly and kind of rough. So, you know, a lot of kids have been out of school, and we've seen a rise in the RSV cases. The thing with RSV, COVID, and flu, they're all viruses. And I know a lot of us feel if we're sick, we need an antibiotic. Antibiotics do not treat against viruses. When we need to take
People on Facebook say it does.
And
almost none of them are doctors, but they know all about it.
I know. It's on Facebook. It must be true, right?
It has to be true.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what we look for, whether you have RSV, whether you have COVID, whether you have flu, it's complications. It's that very small percent of people who develop a pneumonia or get what we call a secondary infection. When they don't, resolve the virus themselves naturally. We do have medicines that can help with viral infections, but they're not a cure. They help, you know, decrease the severity, hopefully shorten the length of the virus, but those are used in very special circumstances. We have to use those when we catch them quickly. If we wait too long, we don't find there's a lot of benefit to them. And with antibiotics and the antivirals, there's a place for them. And then there's definitely an inappropriate place for them. And it's hard, you know, to go to the, you know, see your nurse practitioner, see your doctor, and for them to say it's viral and you need some DayQuil or NyQuil and you just in rest and we don't have you may not necessarily get a prescription because that's not appropriate. You know, it's Mother Nature just needs you to rest. So I just kind of want to throw that out there because I feel like sometimes it's not that you're being pushed off. It's not that we're not wanting to treat you. We just want to give you the best care. Mm-hmm. And really sometimes giving you an antibiotic, you know, it's just going to upset your tummy, and you're going to be running to the bathroom.
Yep. So is there? You were talking about some complications that some people have, some people don't.
Yeah.
Is there I guess you'd call it demographic that is more susceptible to that? Older
Absolutely.
People, younger people, women.
Yes. Our young and our old, and of course anybody who, you know, is on any kind of a. You know, anything that suppresses the immune system. So these are people that they have cancer, they're getting chemotherapy, they're on, they have rheumatoid arthritis and they're on a biological. Mm-hmm. Any of those patients are going to be, their risk definitely goes up to develop what we would, again, call a secondary infection. So, the best thing to do, especially for those patients or for those who have young children or babies or the elderly, is stay away from crowds, especially this time of year. Stay away from sick people, and wash your hands. Washing your hands is more important than any mask. It's
yep.
Our fingers are one of our dirtiest pieces of our body. We touch everything with it.
Yep.
And, you know, you don't think you touch your face or your mouth, but you do.
Yeah. Well, I just scratched my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're touching door handles. Everybody touches that same door handle that goes in and out or, you know, anything, everything, everywhere somebody else has touched it. And very,
cell phones.
Yeah.
One of the, yeah.
Yeah, very, very tiny chance that any of them had just sanitized their hands, or anybody has come by and cleaned that door handle in the last right before you touched it. Mm-hmm. So there's always something going on, and yeah, it's so on things like that. You're talking about avoiding crowds. If you do have to go somewhere, do you think that the masks that people are very common now, do they help? Do they completely prevent? Do they sort of help? Or are they just a waste of time?
Well, I will say they're it's not a complete. It doesn't provide you complete resistance against pathogens. We know that, for example, COVID. A lot of those particles still go through our regular surgical masks or cloth masks or what most of us wear. Even an N95 mask, 25% fitted properly, 25% of the particles get through. So I think that it's one of those that individually you need to weigh it. If you're really compromised, yes, a mask can provide benefit, because anytime we cough, we sneeze, in church, singing, we're spreading more particles, and those droplets are what are the contaminants. As far as for most normal, healthy people, at this point, I don't see a lot of benefit in the masking. I think hand washing and just, good common sense, avoiding, trying to stay away from those who are ill, or if you're ill, stay home, don't spread it. I like to
really focus on nutrition.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And getting lots of sleep.
Yep.
Drinking plenty of water.
I say that a lot. I'm like, Mother Nature, that's why we're tired when we're sick, because we need to rest. Mm-hmm. And that's Mother Nature. I mean, doing what it should do.
So, you said nutrition. What kind of things high in vitamin C? Is that what you're talking about? Or
well, kind
of
think
a balance of everything?
Diet low in processed foods, and I think the Fort Recovery Mall south of town here, a.k.a. Dollar General, has been great for our community, but it's a tough place to do most of your grocery shopping for your food, because it's processed foods. Some of us are not fortunate enough to be able to maybe get over to Aldi and get vegetables and fruits on a consistent basis.
Well, our Wayne IGA is working on vastly improving.
I go there all the time.
Yeah, Their produce section is
department
is much better.
Absolutely,
they're really working on that. Chad had it going pretty well. Dave and Jill did. Then the pandemic hit. The supply chain croaked.
Exactly,
and they got whatever they could, which was sometimes a good supply of things, and sometimes it wasn't. Right. So
We're very blessed.
Fresh produce
very blessed to have Wayne IGA.
If they have the frozen vegetables.
Perfect.
Those are good?
Perfect.
Okay. Just not the canned ones are highly processed.
No, cans are fine. Canned vegetables are fine. You're eating vegetables. I mean, what did our grandma do? What did our mother do? What do some of us do? We can our
garden
vegetables.
Well, they don't can them exactly the same way as a
it's better than macaroni and cheese.
Yes. Vegetables.
Fruit. I think a lot of it's the processed meats.
Yeah.
High in sodium.
Yep. Sodium nitrates, nitrites, all that kind of stuff is just.
I try to
avoid that.
Inflammation in the body.
Yeah. Now, some I've noticed, like, bacon, I used to always get that from Vonderhaar's Market, because they did not put that in the ones that they processed at the at their processing plant out here at the edge of town. They did not put sodium nitrites and nitrates in their bacon and other things. So if you can find somebody like that, there's Winners, Whirlings, Greens Meats in Salina. Just kind of check with them and look at the packages and see if they, what kind of preservatives they had. Obviously, there has to be some, because it just can't, last real long if you if you're getting it bulk, but you have to kind of be careful on that kind of stuff.
Well, I think, Jennifer, you'll agree with me. We choose our battles when we see our patients, and you know, talking about getting that specific with bacon, sometimes is
that's way
too complicated. So I think, you know, you just gotta choose your battles, and if you can just get maybe two or three servings of vegetables in a day, you know, or a fruit in these children, you're doing good. And really, food is our food can be our medicine. So it really helps with disease prevention and protection.
And I think a lot of kids like fresh fruit because it's most of it's sweet.
Yeah, it's just so expensive.
Yeah.
And it's also perishable. So if mom is busy and she's not got the ability to monitor that fridge constantly, some of that stuff can go bad.
Yep.
And then she'll say, you know what, it's just not worth it. It's not worth buying all that. So it's a very difficult thing, nutrition is, nowadays. So
I agree.
Okay. So anything else you want to cover? I'm thinking we'll take a little break and then we'll come back and kind of go over the hit the high spots again, and we can hit anything else that you want to talk about. We'll be back in just a little bit, and then we'll take another break, and we'll get to Rocker and this day in pop culture history. Back in just a little bit.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Wayne IGA has a new owner and new hours. They're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, and the deli will be open from 8 to 8 every weekday and until 1 on Saturday. They have everything you'll need for your holiday parties, your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, everything you'll need for your favorite dish, their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays, cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and of course everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all of your holiday party supplies, the hometown store that saves you more. Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow evening, our Lady Indians will play at New Bremen in a varsity-only game at 7:30, and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game, which will not be on their regular 100.9, but it'll be on their 105.3 FM station, and the NFHS video will not be available for that game. On Saturday, there will be a girls-boys doubleheader with Jay County. The girls will host the Lady Patriots of the varsity-only game at noon, then the boys will travel to Jay County for their game, with the JV game starting at 6. We'll simulcast WPGW for both the boys' and girls' games that day. Get out to the games to support our Indians teams this week, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Insight. We're here with Jennifer Basford and Amy Wendell. Jennifer is taking over Amy's practice out in the industrial park, and so we've gone through a whole bunch of things here in the last 45 minutes. So let's kind of review. Tell us again, review quickly your kind of history on how you got here.
Yeah. So I guess kind of to summarize all of this, as far as I guess how I I don't know how I got here. Like I said, this has been a work in progress for a few months now, and it's a big transition for my family and myself. Definitely looking forward to it, but I'm looking forward to becoming a member of the community here.
And you and Brett are moving here.
We are, yes. Yep, we have purchased a house here in town in Fort Recovery.
That's not easy to do.
We are actually right now we're doing some little renovations, getting it ready. But as far as for myself, you know, I want to let everyone know that we're going to try to make the transition as easy as possible. And Amy's presence is still going to be here, and she's going to be definitely with me through the whole month of January. And I'm very hopeful that, you know, she's still going to be in the office some with me down the road. And I see patients from, I'm a family nurse practitioner, so what that means is I see patients from newborn through end of life, so 0 to 100.
What about Betty Bechtel? She's 101.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be excited, yes.
She's doing really well, by the way.
Yeah. Love that woman.
Isn't she awesome?
And, you know.
She comes in.
Does she?
You'll meet her.
Oh, yeah, every 5 years, she doesn't
need much. She doesn't need much. Yeah. She needs a little pick-me-up every once in a while, and that's about it.
That's awesome.
Sorry.
That's awesome. But, you know, as far as, like, specializing, you know, like I said, it's family practice. So we do preventative care, wellness, illness. I can do well child checks and manage, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, mm-hmm. chronic care illnesses, and of course take care of, you know, I'm looking forward to offering the urgent care, minor, you know, lacerations.
Uh-huh. And I think
if you cut your finger off, please go to Coldwater, Portland.
I'm thinking that almost every one of those things that you mentioned was something you were specifically doing at Randolph County Hospital when you were a nurse there for years.
Yeah, so. There or when I worked in urgent care or primary care. So I've definitely, it's been, and I'm not leaving, you know, on any bad terms. I appreciate everything that I have learned through, it was St. Vincent, now it's Ascension. It's given me an enormous opportunity to see in practice in so many different areas that, and that's when I didn't want to go back to school until I felt like I was well-rounded. And that community and that practice give me that opportunity. So I look forward to taking all of that and moving that over here and seeing what it'll bring.
Yeah. So you're adding urgent care.
Yes.
Or doing more of it. Yes. Amy's been doing it, but doing more of it, extended hours of it?
Yes. So the urgent care hours most likely will be late afternoon, evening hours. Uh-huh. We find that's when most people need it. They get off work, you know, they're sick. I know for sure Monday evenings is going to be one of the late days, just because I know in my experience, Mondays tends to be a day where people are sick over the weekend, and then Monday pops up and they need to be seen. So I know for sure that's going to be an extended hour day.
And I'm sure you'll play that by ear if it seems like something else is going on, or you can reduce the hours or expand the hours. It's not just this is how it's going to be, and I don't care what's going on.
Nothing at this point set in stone. There'll be definitely some tweaking as we go along.
That's how it needs to be when you're servicing the public. When you're providing a service, you need to have that service when they need it.
Yeah, and I think it's a balance. You know, you got to learn to fit the community, and of course, you got to learn to fit, you know, your family as well. And and of course, you know, the members. I want to make sure that they get the good care that that they've been getting that continues on.
Yeah.
When I'm over there in practice as well. So.
Yep. Amy, you have anything you want to say about this?
It's a very bittersweet time for me right now.
Yeah.
It's been a phenomenal ride. When I started the practice here in this little office space, and we remodeled
this. This is a big office space for me. This is office space is five times what we had.
Definitely full of a lot of stuff right now, Neil. I'm a minimalist, but I think you're a maximalist.
Yes, I have everything.
You know, we did a full renovation. I don't know if you remember who we came in after. It was Charlie and Mildred Hine lived here.
Yeah.
In this little apartment. It was Charlie's insurance agency, Hine Insurance Agency. And, you know, Mildred and Charlie lived down here, and I think they eventually moved upstairs to the apartment.
Yeah.
And anyway, that was very fun. In the early days, you know, Charlie would... We'd hear boom upstairs, and we'd run up the steps, and we'd have to pick him up and brush him off and get him on his way.
Oh, yeah.
So those were the days. But, you know, when I started out at the beginning, I put out 10 years. I was going to try to do this for 10 years, and it came really, really fast. But here we are.
It's been 10 years?
It's been 10 years.
Wow.
So I have.
Seems like three.
I know. It went fast. I have a lot of family who has been neglected from me. So I have, you know, sisters and brothers and parents and my children that would like to see me a little more.
And maybe a grandchild or two?
And yeah, we've got some grandkids. In fact, I had a little 2.5-week-old grandbaby recently in the hospital for RSV. So,
we don't like that part.
But he's fine now. He's doing fine. So yeah, Steve and I have 4 grandkids now.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
So I think
we do have a senior in high school, so we'll get her graduated, get her off to college, and who knows what's going to happen. You might just see me south of town. I might be working with Jennifer.
Yeah. So I think everybody knows you well enough that even though this is when you wanted to stop doing this, you're not going to turn it over to somebody that you don't think will continue doing what you want to do.
Absolutely. I think, like I said, we had met.
Yeah, even without saying anything, doing that is a huge endorsement for Jennifer and her practice is what I would do. I think most people will take from that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a tough role to be a medical provider in a small community because, you know, everybody talks. Everybody knows you. Yeah. Everybody knows if you make a mistake.
Yeah.
You can do 10 really good things, but do one thing that isn't quite, you know, correct, and that's what they're going to remember. So it's a tough thing, but it also really builds character. And it's all about forming relationships. And just doing the best you can do. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, that's where Jennifer's at.
Yep. You guys have been at least conversing for quite a while. And it sounds like you know her very well. And she understands what you've been doing. And I think this could probably be an extremely easy transition. So
we're trying. Yep. We're going to work on that.
So anything else anybody wants to throw in there before we
anything else you want to offer in services and growth?
You know, just as far as a few extra things that I do offer, and I know Amy offers a lot of these too, but I plan to just kind of fill, you know, my hope is to kind of fill that role and continue on as how she's been practicing, but I do joint injections. I really enjoy women's health, you know, minor lacerations and preventative care, wellness care, some occupational health, and I also do CDLs. If anybody needs their CDL, I'm available for those. So,
all right. Well, we really appreciate you coming in and talking to us, Jennifer, and
Thank you for having me.
I know a lot of people will get very familiar with you over the years, just like they have with Amy, although a lot of people around here already knew her very well, and her family with 48 brothers and sisters, and all of them awesome. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Rocker with this day in pop culture history, then move on to sports talk in just a few minutes. Back right after this.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Fort Recovery High School National Honor Society is offering free gift wrapping to the public again this Christmas season. If you're short on time and still need your gifts wrapped, or even if you just don't feel like doing it yourself, bring your gifts to the high school commons area on Sunday, December 11th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and they'll wrap your gifts for you. They'll have a nice variety of wrapping paper, ribbons, bows, and other embellishments to choose from. There's a voluntary free will donation, so you can pay whatever you want. Take the easy way out this Christmas season. Just bring your gifts to the Commons on Sunday, December 11th between 10 and 2, and the National Honor Society will be happy to wrap your gifts for you. It's just their way of saying happy holidays from the National Honor Society here at Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Insight. We're here with Rocker now. We just spoke with Jennifer Basford. She's taking over Amy Wendell's practice out in the industrial park. And so now we move on to Randy Bonvillain, the Rocker, and this day in pop culture history. What do we have for the end of November, Rocker?
Well, I'll have to tell you, I was a little worried when I wrote this out because it was a little light. But
so you didn't do it in the dark?
You said no, light is in mature.
Oh.
So yesterday was the 50th anniversary. Being right here, probably about 50th anniversary of Atari releases Pong.
Pong. Oh, I remember that. They had the Pong machine at Ron's Apartment C, the second or third one in the entire state of Ohio, and it stopped working the second day.
Seems about right.
You know why?
Too many quarters.
Too many quarters. It wouldn't take any more quarters. So he had to have them come and take the money out, the amusement company come and take the money out 3 times a week so it would work.
Today we got 1858. None of us was here for this one.
I was young.
1858, the mason jar was invented.
Oh, awesome.
So all you canners out there, and
any idea who invented that? Was that the Ball Brothers over at Muncie or somebody else? Do you know?
No clue.
I think they improved on it. I don't think they were the first ones.
I didn't look too far into that one.
Well, you should. Just Ball State, they provided the money for a whole college. Anyway, go ahead.
This is where you're going to boo.
Oh, is this Kennedy stuff again?
No. Oh. That was last week.
Oh.
1982, Thriller by Michael Jackson was released. One of the biggest albums of the 80s.
I think it's about the same size as the rest of them.
Followed by his other album, Bad.
That would be a very good description of his life. Bad. He's a creep. Pervert.
This will brighten your day, then.
Oh, goody.
2004, Ken Jennings finally loses on Jeopardy.
Who beat him?
And the biggest dive bomb I've ever seen in my life.
You think he tanked it?
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah, that was bad.
Maybe he just got nervous.
No, I think he was told to get the flock out of Dodge.
Like the flock of sheep? The sheep out of Dodge?
Area birthday time.
Ooh, area birthdays, ooh.
Well, you know, close enough.
Yeah.
This is pretty light, too, by the way. Yesterday, today, Kim Wendell.
Kim. Awesome.
And then tomorrow, we got Davis Will.
All right. Two pretty good people.
Yes.
Let me see if I have any that... Marilyn Schmitz. Birthday today. And I see tomorrow... We have Cindy Brunswick Snyder. A lot of people might remember her. She's married to Bill Snyder. She was one of the Brunswick girls out at Sharpsburg, Dorothy Kanapke's sister. So, anyway, those are some birthdays past and upcoming.
Here comes that citizen of the daytime again.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's big.
This is big.
I was hoping we'd have a bigger, contingent, but...
Bubba's still out in the...
He's in the
hallway.
I don't know. Jim Guggenbauer.
Jim Guggenbauer. That's a pretty good guy.
Yes. We got celebrity birthday time.
Ooh, celebrity birthdays.
I was thinking we already did this one before, but apparently not. Yesterday we had Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel.
Yep.
A Chris 94.
He's not 94.
According to this, he is.
He's not. I would say he's just short of 80.
Somebody messed up in the old...
Yep. That was a misprint.
Yeah. Might be 84, maybe?
He's probably closer to 74 than 84, but we'll just kind of...
Diane Ladd turns 87.
Ooh, Diane Ladd. What?
She was Clark's mom in Christmas Vacation.
Oh, okay.
Before that, I have no idea.
Yeah, Paul Simon was born in 1941. So he would be 81. I didn't think he was that old.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a misprint there.
Yep.
Also, we have Howie Mandel turns 67.
67. He's the guy that doesn't like to touch anything.
No, he's a germaphobe.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle turns 58.
Don Cheadle, good actor, if I remember correctly, yes, but I can't remember much about what he did. But
he did a lot of his biggest...
But I do like him.
Was in the 90s, basically. Let's see, I lost track here. Anna Faris turns 46. You probably wouldn't know her. She's younger.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson turns 34.
Russell Wilson, is that the football player?
Not going so good in Denver these days.
Oh, yep.
Today's birthdays, we got Ben Stiller turns 57, and a few of my favorite young gals. Oh, but first, Billy Idol turns 67.
Billy Idol.
Yes.
All right.
Should have done him first. He's the oldest one.
Yeah. It's okay. We're all right.
Kaylee Cuoco of Big Bang Theory is 37.
Yep. I liked her.
Also, Chrissy Teigen is 37. That'd be John Legend's wife.
Yeah, I was trying to remember if that was who that was. I knew it was one of the really good-looking models. Have you seen pictures of their kids?
No, but I'm guessing they're pretty good-looking.
They are really good-looking kids. They are just cute as can be, man.
And Alicia Cuthbert is 40.
Who's that?
She was in 24. She's Jack Bauer's daughter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And she's in a couple of movies, teen-type movies.
Okay, yeah. Things I probably haven't watched.
So who we got on Sports Talk, since we have no Sports Talk people?
Well, here comes Fee.
There's Fee Dog in the house.
Do we have a teaser for us for Sports Talk?
No teasers.
Okay.
Me, I'm teaser.
Yep, okay. So thanks, Rocker.
Okay, I'm in.
And Pop Culture History. And a big thank you to Jennifer Basford and Brett for coming in, talking about business that they're taking over from Amy Wendell, and we'll be back with Sports Talk in just a couple minutes.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.